The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, we promised you Pádraig Harkin and we have him. August, of course, is harvest time in your garden. So if you have fruit or veg growing, now is the time to pick. For more on this and to let us know what to get in on the garden this week, we have our resident expert. Morning, Pádraig.
Good morning, Anton. From a beautiful west of Ireland, the sun is absolutely cracking here at the moment. It's gardening weather.
It's well for some. Thanks for not rubbing it in. I have a lot of personal questions about what to do about my leftover strawberry plants and tomatoes, but I'll put myself on the back burner and get to as many listeners as I can. This, of course, is harvest time in the garden, isn't it?
It is indeed. It is indeed. And bank holiday Monday, I was actually foraging for Irish wild strawberries. So they're in our hedgerows at the moment, Anton. Beautiful, small, wild Irish strawberries. They're ripening at the moment and they're absolutely delicious. Even though they're really, really tiny, they're hard to see in the hedgerows, but people should keep an eye out for them. But this is the time of year when we're gathering the fruits in our own garden. So strawberries are coming to the end of their fruiting period. And once you take off the last of the fruits, you need to cut them back. Cut back the foliage. It's also the time of year for potting up some runners. So you may notice from your own strawberry plants that they're producing little runners, and they can be simply potted up at this time of year and they'll produce the fruits for next year.
Now, let me get this right. A runner is a little tendril that then almost looks like it grows a plant on the end of its arm.
Which it does. It produces these little offshoots, and right at the end, right at the node, the runner is produced. And if that's tipping into the soil, or if you put it into a little bit of compost into a pot, it'll root within a couple of weeks. You simply plant it out of doors in September, and that will produce the fruit for next year. And generally, strawberries last about 3 to 5 years, Anton. After that, you need to be replacing the plants, or you need to be propagating from your own existing plants. And runners are one of the easiest ways to do it. And they're produced in proliferation at this time of year.
And will they make it through the winter on their own? Outdoors?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Good. Strawberries are frost hardy. You can leave them out of doors. They need a free draining soil. They're brilliant in pots and containers or window boxes. Leave them outdoors or winter, because they actually need the winter chill to initiate the flower buds for April and May. And on those flower buds, of course, you get the fabulous fruits at this time of year. So it's really a matter of picking the final fruits in your strawberries, cutting back the foliage, potting up the runners, and giving your existing plants a little bit of a liquid feed as well, something like tomato fertilizer, to give them a much needed boost.
And is
but
there anything
other fruiting plants?
No, fire ahead, sorry. No, you go.
So other fruiting plants, Anton, like black currants, blackberries, blueberries, I should say, gooseberries, white currants, red currants, you need to harvest those as well, because the birds are going to get them. And remember, if you don't use them fresh, you can always freeze them at this time of year for use right through the winter period. And again, in August, particularly with the recent rain, the planting of fruit should happen now. So if you want some fruit for next year, this is the time of year to do something about it. So raspberries, all our blackcurrants, gooseberries, rhubarb should be planted at this time of year. Indeed, even apple trees, pears and plums can be planted during the month of August to hopefully come into fruit next summer.
Is there anything that we can plant now that will come into fruit before the summer? Are there any winter fruiting vegetables?
Well, vegetables, certainly we can plant things like winter kale can be planted at this time of year. Any of the winter cabbages like Savoy cabbage does really well right through the winter period. During the middle of August in your local garden centre, you'll see the Japanese onion sets and shallots, which are winter onions that can be planted in August, and they are ready to harvest the following spring. And indeed, garlic is always planted in the autumn, August, September period to harvest the following summer. So there's lots that we can be doing. Indeed, Anton, you can be sowing the seeds of many vegetables and herbs at this time of year. And seed sowing in general, if you think what's happening in your own garden, there's lots of weed seeds beginning to germinate, lots of plants germinating from seed. And if you sow seed at this time of year, it germinates within a couple of weeks, and particularly autumn, winter, spring vegetables can be sown at this time of year.
Unsurprisingly, we have, as always, buckets of questions, but the first relates to what you're just saying. It says, what flower seeds can I sow now to flower next spring and summer? And can I still sow garden wildflowers? Many thanks.
You can indeed, and the weather conditions are ideal. When we get this mixture of temperatures and moisture in the soil, it's great sowing conditions. So wildflower seed in general, the garden centres are full of different varieties and different mixes. So pick a mix to suit your location, but perfect weather for sowing. Remember, if you sow now, they're going to come into flower next summer. So I always advise when planting wildflowers to put in some autumn and winter and spring flowering bulbs as well. But in terms of flower seeds that you can sow now, I'm sowing the seeds of Lavateria, which is the lovely mallow plant. You can sow Sweet Williams, Candy Tuft, English Marigolds, which will flower in the springtime. Plants like forget-me-nots and anthraniums, again, if they're sown now, will flower in the spring. And summer flowering plants, many of our perennial plants, many of the plants, Anton, that are in flower at the moment, like the lupins and delphiniums, were sown from seed last year. So if you sow the seed now of hollyhocks, lupins, agastacea, Shasta daisy, they will all bloom the following summer and will indeed flower every year after that. So it's a great time of year for sowing seeds.
Another thing, please ask Porrick, what type of greenhouse would he recommend for a retired couple, and what type of plants can you grow in a garden greenhouse?
You can grow so many, and a garden greenhouse just extends the gardening year. And we've seen a huge trend in people getting back into putting up greenhouses and polytunnels and getting back into gardening. I suppose for an older couple, I would advise maybe one of the polycarbonate greenhouses because they're very safe. So something like the Bella greenhouse, they come in many different sizes. They're aluminium, so there's no maintenance with them. And rather than having glass, you get a polycarbonated clear structure. So it's very, very safe. So if you lean against it or stumble against it, or something hits it, it won't get damaged. So maybe look for one of those, one of the Bella greenhouses. They're very safe for children as well, for young families where you don't glass necessarily in the garden. But you can grow such a wide range of fruiting plants, and it's a fantastic environment for sowing the seeds of plants as well.
Another, hi Porrick, I have a coronet apple tree with around 25 apples on it. I was wondering when I should feed the tree and which feed would be best. I was also wondering how much I should be watering the tree at this time of year.
Well, it's a critical thing, particularly for fruiting plants that are in pots and containers. And the coronet apple tree is actually an Irish bred apple. It's a dwarf variety. It'll only ever grow to about 5 or 6 feet, depending on the size of the pot. So it's lovely on a patio or, just outside maybe the kitchen window right on the patio area. They produce generally 20 to 25 apples. So the listener is doing really, really well. It's critical to keep it well watered because the apples are beginning to swell and they'll ripen at the end of September, early October. And again, liquid feed weekly with the tomato feed, so high potassium feed, so any of the tomato fertilizers applied once a week, and water it about twice a week at this time of year, and you look forward to some beautiful apples later on in September.
Now, Porrick, I'm going to have to ask you one for me. I know I shouldn't, but it's too good an opportunity to pass up. Every year, I end up with a lawn that over winter converts itself into a mud pit, and every spring, I have to reseed the thing and regrow it, and it's driving me quietly bananas. Is there anything I can do now to just get it through the winter?
Well, a little bit of feeding. And again, with the recent rain, this is the time of year to start feeding lawns in general. Put on a traditional lawn fertilizer, something like the zero lawn feed will green your lawn without forcing growth because you don't want excessive growth. You want it greening and growing slowly. So put on a slow release lawn fertilizer now. And as we come into the winter, the autumn period around September, October, Anton, put on a dressing of the zero moss treatment because moss is always a problem during the winter and spring period. But if you treat it at this time of year, you will actually keep it moss-free and weed-free.
Brilliant. Well, on that line, there's a question comes in from Thomas. Gardening question. How do I get rid of green algae on my tarmac and patio? It seems to be spreading over the last 3 weeks.
Well, particularly when we get a bit of wet weather, you'll get lichen and algae's liverworts, which spread across tarmac adam and paving areas. You simply apply a treatment called PAC, P-A-C. You mix it in water, apply it on a dry day, and it'll kill the algae and mosses within about 7 days. So PAC can be used on all hard surface areas, gravel, tarmac adam, paving slabs, any hard surface areas, it's ideal. And again, apply the PAC on a dry day.
And one final quickie. Could you please ask Porrick to recommend a dogwood tree for a container in partial shade? Something with large white flowers would be ideal.
And their dogwoods are absolutely beautiful. White flowering varieties, my favourite is probably Florida, which produces a beautiful white flower in late spring, early summer, and it makes a fantastic medium-sized tree in the garden. The other one I like is one called Eddie's White Wonder, which again produces really large white flowers, intense Purcell White, and a beautiful variety of cornice or dogwood. They also come in red. There's one called Rubra, if you like a kind of pinkish, reddish variety, which is really nice as well. So pop into your local garden centre. They'll advise you on some of the best varieties.
Pádraic, you're the best. Thank you so much. That is Pádraic Horgan. And obviously, if there was stuff that you wanted to ask him, we didn't get a chance to it, if you fling it in on Twitter or on the email account, we will hold it, because Pádraic will be back next week.